Volume 10, The Symbolic Code Number 2. December, 1954. History from October 26, 1953 to October 24, 1954. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 1. History Day at Mount Carmel. Each October 25th, Mount Carmel pauses from its work while residents and visitors for the occasion gather in the chapel to hear read the most significant developments in the work and among Davidians both on Carmel and afield and to enjoy an accompanying program. This is History Day, or the beginning of days at Mount Carmel. As such, it is appropriately known as the Days of Days. Although only a relative few visiting Davidians were able to present for the day this past October 25th, we know that all would dearly have liked to be. So it has seemed good to make the most interesting and edifying part of the history available to all in this special issue of the Code. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 2. History for Davidians. October 26, 1953 to October 24, 1954. Once again we stand at the threshold of the beginning of days, solemnly looking back in perspective upon what we have been hopefully looking forward in vision to what we may become. Day of reckoning that it is, yet of thanksgiving to God for His love and mercies, and of rejoicing hope and faith for victorious, redemptive progress ahead. Truly it is our day of days. God grant that, of all so far, this may be the most memorable, the most inspiring. Though each passing year has brought its swift successions of events of present and historical significance, certainly none more that now spending has packed its months with soul-stirring news and action to every Davidian, impressing all with the lateness of the hour in which we live, with the urgency of the task before us, and with the consequent gravity of our responsibility and duty before God and man. And now, as in retrospect we come again down from the event-filled way of 54, moving along from milepost to milepost, let us lay well to heart the solemn lessons the record holds for us. May our mistakes and our misdoings the past year monitor for us a right course in the months to come, and may the great love of God so manifest. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 3. In His many mercies and blessings upon us, grip our hearts with a great gratitude, and fill us with new faith and courage to meet tomorrow and tomorrow triumphantly. During an entire week in November, a special series of meetings with Bro. Oliver Hemanson in charge were held by the active hunters on short leave from the field, principally for the benefit of ministerial students and prospective hunters. These sessions were designed to give them practical demonstrations of how to overcome some of the obstacles in approach, tactics, and special objections which are encountered in the field. Through trial and error, much valuable experience was gained in the field work by the early hunters. This practical knowledge was passed on to those who were soon to follow in the hunting campaign. The highlight of this educational series was an unexpected address by Brother V.T. Howdeff, who spoke to the gathering for about 45 minutes on November 26. The text of this address is now incorporated in number 9 of the Jezreel Letter Series. Out in the Caribbean, the 5.5-month effort on the island of Grenada, the Spice Island of the West, came to its gratifying conclusion November 10th, with Brethren Simmons and Bingham going on to St. Lucia, and with Sisters Rohoman and Logie going to Trinidad, to start the hunting there. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 4. It was while conducting Holland Street meetings in the islands of Grenada and St. Lucia that Brother Bingham found, from the hundreds of Catholics and Anglicans who eagerly crowded in to hear, that there is power in the message to reach the multitudes of Babylon. On both islands these second fruit souls begged him to stay and teach them. Truly the harvest is ripe. In Compton, California, Paul Phillips, who is now a full-time ministerial student, then, as a new believer asking Mount Carmel's opinion in his writing, to all his relatives and the Seventh Adventist friends about importance of this movement. He showed his zeal and determination as a young man who and just accepted the message by sending in a second large list of Seventh-day Adventist names. In the East, Elder C, who was bitterly opposed to the Rod, said that Davidians were buying and selling souls, and that therefore they should be driven out of the church as Christ drove out the money changers. Several weddings took place in Mount Carmel's chapel during the year. The preface to the ceremony which was used for the last two, and which may become the model for future weddings, is as follows. Since marriage is in reality an extension of creation, the means of upbuilding the kingdom of God, it must be entered into intelligently and in the fear of the Lord, if it is to have God's symbolic code, vote 10, number 2. Page 5. Blessing and if the home is to proper. A present truth believer who enters upon marriage for any reason other than God's reason, or for a purpose irrelevant to his business, is sure to fail in one respect or another. It is therefore exceedingly important that the officiating minister make certain that the individuals who seek the rite of marriage are intelligently and in the fear of God venturing life together. Even the civil authorities recognize that premature marriages are inadvisable, and for that very reason the state governments are of God, Romans 13:1-3, who then dare not seriously take this to heart. It is therefore the minister's duty, when he is requested to perform a marriage ceremony, first to investigate the marriage eligibility of individuals involved. No Davidian minister is authorized to perform any marriage except both parties to the part be Davidians, and after the woman has reached her 18th year of life, and the man his 21st year of life, government approved ages of maturity, and only after proper preparation for married life has been made by both parties, as outlined in the Answerer, Book Number 3, pages 79-86, and as outlined in the Answerer, Book Number 3, pages 79-86, and the Answerer Number 4, pages 69-78. During the week ending February 20th, the postal inspector of Salem, Alabama, requested the Mount Carmel office to send him the names of all our symbolic code, volume 10, number 2. Page 6. Contacts in that area. The inspector discovered an appointment card with defamatory remarks addressed to a hunter, and he wanted to find out who wrote on the card and to warn the offender of his illegal use of it. As Brother Bingham was unable to remain in the Bahamas, Brother Holmes' native land, until the hunting job was finished there, Brother Warden's transportation from Mount Carmel to Nassau and back if he would go there with his car. So arrangements were made for Brother Warden to go, and he left on February 28th, where he remained until April 30th. Through this combined effort, more than a dozen souls embraced the truth. Brother Bingham returned to the States in February, after spending 1 year to the day in British Guiana and the British West Indies, where about 40 Seventh-day Adventists took their stand for the Davidian message. Early in March, Brother Nobrega arrived at Mount Carmel from Portugal and told of the encouraging progress of the message in that country. As the expansion of the work necessitated more office space, March 23rd became a moving day. The correspondence department moved over to the northeast end. Much of the mercantile stock was removed to storerooms in other buildings to make more room for all these departments. With this move completed and the floors repolished, the office was far more attractive. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 7. Brother and Sister John C. Campbell left for Salem, South Carolina, in the latter part of April, to take administrative charge of the Davidian rest home there. Brother Samuel Mambu of Indonesia, our Davidian representative there, was married May 6th to Sister Mary Bawalda, who is a worker in the Seventh-day Adventist Conference there. S.R. Mambu applied for a certificate of fellowship with the Davidian Seventh-day Adventists and was disfellowshipped from the Mother Church, though not discharged from her position. In the Dominican Republic, Brother Wilmore began to launch a one-man hunt and campaign during the week of May 22nd. Thus it is that the message spreads from place to place and from island to island. Word was received from New Orleans that the members of the colored Seventh-day Adventist Church received a shock on a Sabbath morning in April when they learned that their church treasurer had stock share in an insurance company and the members had to pool $4,000 to pay off a debt they knew nothing about. And still the denomination cannot see that it is indeed badly infiltrated with strangers. A Seventh-day Adventist brother from Litchfield, Maine, wrote in an experience he had with the Northern New England Conferencemen, and wanted our advice. Incidentally, this was our first time hearing from him, showing that there. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 8. Are many who have not fully made up their minds, but who have more confidence in the Davidians than in the denomination. Here follows his unfortunate experience with the denomination. They agreed that if he willed everything he had to the conference, they would take care of his burial expense and provide him a monument. Later, though, they gave him a receipt to sign for the monument and left him a copy. He had signed it in confidence, but after they left, he examined it more closely. Later he discovered, he wrote, that it was not payable on demand. On May 29th, a special meeting was held in Salem, Carolina, for field workers and Davidians in that area. It was held shortly before the field workers left for Pennsylvania and other eastern points. Davidians came from considerable distances to attend, and recordings were made of the meetings. According to the recordings and other reports, we have learned that the gathering was profitable. And especially for those in Salem, among whom long-standing and grievous misunderstanding over the rest home had just before the meetings been ironed out. By the efforts of two young ladies, Jamiro Homan and Beulah Logi, the first Davidian company was established in Camana, Trinidad. In July, officers of the newly organized group were elected. Now these two Ruhama hunters are busily and courageously engaged in strengthening and expanding the work in Trinidad, as is evidenced. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 9. By the following letter written by Sizeter Logi. We are continuing to hold the fort here, and through the Holy Spirit's guidance, we are daily receiving strength from on high to stand against the fiery darts of the evil one. In spite of the working of the enemy all around us, we are glad to state that everywhere God's honest sheep are hearing His voice, the Rod Micah 6, 9. The battle is raging more and more against us here, as the leading brethren and church members are getting to realize that they are not merely fighting against two young ladies, who might appear very small in their eyes, but rather against God's truth and His judgment message to the people of God at this time. The more we are misjudged, and the more evil that is spoken of us and our work falsely, the more evidence we have that this work is of God, and will triumph in the end. The Lord has been surely good to us during our stay here, and through His help we have been able to give the message to hundreds of Adventists, and have distributed thousands of pieces of literature. The Shepherd's Rod message is now confronting every SDA in Trinidad, and little lighthouses are now set up in different parts of the island. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 10. It is our sincere hope that you and the other brethren will continue to remember us before the throne of grace, as the harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers few. Still ringing in the ears of Mount Carmel was the starting announcement in July, telling of the beginning of the sale of Mount Carmel property, and of the preparation for an all-out effort to recapture the church from the hands of the enemy. It was brought to our attention that with every passing hour it is being made clearer to all Davidians that the Lord expects His people gladly to support His cause, first by their tithes and offerings, and then by selling all, if they would enter into life eternal. It was stated that he who faithfully meets the first of his requirement, tithes and offerings, will at last, with joy, go all the way by selling all when God gives the command. Thus may he joyfully buy the field with great treasure. The sale of Mount Carmel property was pictured as being a move that should awaken all to the fact that the 11th hour message is on the very verge of a final and all-out effort to reclaim the church from the hands of the Teresor. This announcement was carried to the field in printed form by the symbolic code. Thus again the code had an important role to execute in carrying this and other vital news to Davidians worldwide. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 11. The code has not been in print for 11 years, its place having been temporarily filled by other publications. The first issue, dated September, 1954, Volume 10, Number 1, was welcomed by all Davidians far and near, and, as it rolled from the presses to the post office, and finally into the homes of the people, it was found to contain timely articles of specific and general interest, along with a lively mailbag department. On August 11th, the clearing and landscaping of the new subdivision, the Old Peach Orchard, near the entrance to Mount Carmel got underway. The name of the first street, Charbonneau Drive, is in commemoration of Sister Hermanson's mother, Sister Florence Charbonneau, who not only was the first of the pioneer believers, but also the first treasurer of the Association of Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, likewise of the first group to come to Mount Carmel, as well as the first to be laid to rest in Mount Carmel's Memorial Park. The other streets may be named after the first 12 pioneers and the others laying at rest with Sister Charbonneau. On August 19th, the name Lake Shore Hills was selected from among a number of names submitted for the new subdivision. The main entrance road was named Mount Carmel Boulevard. This select residential addition, opened up by brothers Fain and Von Wirth, is already the site of 9 attractive homes, representing five Davidian builders. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 12. Yes, with the city coming to our very doors, the peach orchard must go. The peach orchard. What memories it brings of low bowing branches loaded with luscious fruit. Of boys and girls, men and women, filling the baskets with gold and juicy arbutus. There was a plenty for everyone, and almost 3 months of the year we all enjoyed a feast. The cannery was a busy place those days, for thousands of quarts of peaches were packed for winter use, and still there were more. So the sailway was opened, and cars came from far and near to buy Mount Carmel peaches. All this happened before the drought came. Now the trees are old, half-withered, and barely alive, but why should we mourn? They served well their purpose for the time that we needed them. Now the land will be sold at a profit, and the means used to search out and save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Goodbye, dear old peach orchard. An unusual report came to hand that a Davidian sister of Florida was baptized at a Seventh-day Adventist camp meeting. It was further reported that she had first-hand information of how seriously the conference is concerned about the shepherd's rod. A number of new Mount Carmel correspondents in August included one MRS, who confessed she had been regularly burning the literature sent her. Apparently tiring of this, one day she opened one timely greeting that came, and the heading "The Church Walking with the Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 13. World caught her eye. She had soon memorized the paragraphs that followed, and then from memory she gave the poem in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now she has ordered more literature to replace the burned copies. She has 5 sons and is teaching them at home. Sister Player, who was in charge of foreign relief, has been shipping suitable clothing and shoes to the needy brethren in foreign fields almost as fast as it is received here at Mount Carmel. Requests are continuing to come for help. During the weeks in August and September, 4 fires occurred on Mount Carmel, very evidently purposely set. The last two resulted in costly damage, one to a warehouse adjoining the machine shop, the other to adjoining the machine shop, the other to a warehouse adjoining the machine shop, the other to Helm's garage. Because of so many fires occurring in so short a time, the state fire marshal was asked to make an investigation of the cause of them. The final report is still pending. A recent and major event of this year was the commencement of the new ministerial class. It is composed of serious-minded young men who have journeyed here from various sections of the states. These eager-to-learn young men appear determined quickly to acquire a thorough training in the Lord's service for the gathering of the first fruits during the harvest in Laodicea. One occasion, Instructor Merritt Wolf quoted from the books of Jeremiah and Matthew, then commented concerning the student's call and the Institute's purpose for the class, now at 11th hour. He pointed out that after Israel's dispersion, Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2, Page 14, throughout the nations and after their assimilation by the Gentiles, prophecy then disclosed the subject of the gathering of the first fruits, by saying, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. Jeremiah 16:16. This is the reason, he explained, that these students have enrolled in this class. Thus it was that Monday was that Monday, September 13th, the door of the ministerial class opened again, and upon bended knees, and with bowed heads the class petitioned the master hunter, and pleaded with him, that he be with them as they prepare for his service in the vineyard. Today we stand faulty and defective, many with rough and uninviting exteriors, declared the instructor, but ere long through the grace of God, as we remain faithful, we shall appear fair, as the moon, clear, as the sun, and terrible, as an army with banners can't. 6:10, going forth into all the world, conquering, and to conquer prophets and kings, page 725. What a hope! One important aspect of this ministerial class that differs from the previous one is the increased number of students attending from Seventh-day Adventist homes, whereas the majority of the students of former classes were composed of young men and women who were long-time Davidian Seventh Adventists. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2, Page 15. This is indeed an encouraging development, for it discloses that young men and women are now embracing the message, and are coming forefront, making ready to lead out for the message, as they are disclosed to view. See Early Writings, page 277, and Testimonies, volume 5, pages 80, 81. Following are some of the comments made by a representative section of the student body. They reveal their hopes and aspirations for worldwide evangelism, after hunting out and bringing in the first fruits. Since my arrival at Mount Carmel, I have had the privilege of meeting many fine, interesting people, who have all the appearance of being a dedicated group. At my first introduction to the religious activities of Mount Carmel, I was impressed with the number of earnest young people present, in comparison with the young people of the Mother Church, who many times possess a subversive attitude toward their church activities. My purpose here at Mount Carmel is to attain not only a thorough knowledge of present truth doctrines, but also a spiritual foundation and experience that will fit me to give the message to the church and the world with the ultimate goal of a heavenly home. A new student from California. The impression I received when I arrived at Mount Carmel was of a people with a Christ-like spirit who are striving to enter in at the straight gate, a people who praise God, the rod derived to reform and revive, a people who are making. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2, Page 16. Their calling and election sure by setting their affections on things above. My goal, hope, and aspiration is to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, blood, and righteousness. I desire to remain faithful and to continue to strive to enter in at the straight gate and be among those who will stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion. A new student from Mississippi. My impression of Mount Carmel at the present is not exactly what when I lived here as a child. This is partly because I am older and more serious, and partly because the work on Mount Carmel has changed. I like the people of Mount Carmel as a whole very much. It is very encouraging and heart-lifting to be with people of one's own faith. I believe that this is the Lord's work and that the leadership is inspired of God. The training and building of character, I believe, is very good. The training one receives here, if taken in the right way, is worth more than all the money in the world. A student from Wyoming. While visiting here for the first time, one of the believers took my mother, two sisters, and myself out near the Mount Carmel Dam. On our way out there, she told us that a highway was being built to the kingdom. All sorts of ideas came into my mind concerning this highway, but now I can understand more clearly what it all meant. Several weeks ago I received a letter. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 17. From Mount Carmel, stating when the ministerial class would begin and what the requirements were. Just then I made up my mind to enroll. Now I am here, and I firmly believe it is the Lord's will. My greatest ambition is to take the course, make success of it, and go out and preach it to our Laodicean brethren, those who are seeking present truth. My greatest hope is to gain many souls for God's kingdom, and to help and power of the Lord. A new student from Texas. I am greatly impressed by the things I have seen and heard about the building up of Mount Carmel in the early days, and the progressive selling off of land tracts as its purpose is fulfilled. I am also impressed with the need of setting an example to all believers to do likewise, as the Lord shows the way. My interest was further aroused by the several sightly buildings, also by the huge amphitheater which seats thousands of people, and which shall be made ready for use in a few days. The reason I was impressed more by these things than by anything else was that I did not expect to find them, but it has proven to be another vivid witness to me that the Lord's hand is directing His work from this point. A new student from California. Refreshing rains in early October have been quickly drunk up by the parched ground, and have brought a slightly darker shade of color to trees and shrubs, at the same time to some degree settling the dust and freshening the general atmosphere. The drought has not dealt as harshly here as it has in some neighboring states, and Mount Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 18. Carmel is grateful the Lord has supplied our minimum water needs. The circulation department reports that most encouraging to them this year was the large orders received from the hunters for the different states and foreign countries, and the ingathering of names, and that between the two they have been kept more than busy. The file cabinets have swelled to overflowing, and Brother Barlinger has built two new card file cabinets for the overflow, and will soon make a new plate file cabinet. The filing system has had to be expanded by two extra files this year. The finishing touches are being placed on the new printing building, and before long it should be ready for occupancy, thus giving more needed office space in B8, the central office building, which now houses the printing and publishing departments as well as the correspondence department. The hunting campaign inaugurated 2 years ago has been steadily expanding. The states covered during the entire campaign to date are Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, parts of New York, all of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and South Carolina. States that are not yet completed, but are still being worked by the hunters, include Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 19. Those states which have been covered since last October 25th are Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina, thus showing that the hunting efforts have been largely concentrated in the South during the last 12 months. An increased number of foreign hunters and workers who have come to the forefront during the last year include Brother J.J. Kondlo, South Africa, Sisters Jamiro Homan and Bilaloji, Trinidad, Brother and Sister Samuel Mambu, Indonesia, Brother H.G. Mitchell, Grenada, Brother P.A. Simmons, St. Lucia, Brother Jose Vega, Cuba, Brother J.F. Wilmore, Dominican Republic, Brother Ernie M. Hamilton, C.A. Edwards, and Esbrook, Jamaica. A sample of how the message is making its way in the Adventist strongholds in the islands and is causing large concern among Laodicean officials, it found in a recent report from Sister Rohoman on the island of Trinidad. She writes, "They fear that if we gain a strong footing here in Comana, Trinidad, Pastor B and Pastor S will soon be here. They really fear them and want to avoid their coming. So the only alternative now is to threaten with disfellowshipment those who are interested in the message." Elder G told the people that Pastor B would be here very soon. And since they fear his exposing to the people, as he did in Grenada, their blunder in teaching that the Jews would not return to Palestine. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 20. They are now going about confessing, after the Bible show held in Manassas at the college here in Trinidad, that they erred in the matter about the Jews. Elder G told the people in Sangre Grande that they had made a grave mistake about the Jews not going back to Palestine, but they have confessed their sins and are sure that God will forgive them. Thus again the fact is revealed that not forever will Laodicea be able to escape humiliation over cracking and crumbling of untempered mortar, and the consequent gaping holes opening up in its theological walls. 12 truckloads or approximately 700,000 pieces of literature were taken to the hunters and disseminated by them during the past hunting season. And as names and addresses continued to flow in, more and more pieces of literature will continue to flow out until finally the saturation point will be reached and the work for the church will quickly wind up. During this hunting season, nearly a 500,000 miles were traveled by the hunters in the States alone. In recent months, the nation and the world listened in and looked via radio and television upon the phenomenal rise of 6 notorious sisters to terrifying prominence. But as Carol, Dolly, Edna, Florence, Gilda, and Hazel, the horrific hurricane sisters from the tropics, pillaged and plundered and ravaged their wanton way through. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 21. The Western Hemisphere, taking their heavy dole of life and heavier dole of property, not one Davidian was injured by or suffered from their depreciations. Even more remarkable was the fact that though Carol, Edna, and Hazel wrought great havoc in areas where hunters were at their task, not a one of them received so much as a bruise or a scratch. Brethren Bingham and Custer found themselves caught in Carol's fury, with giant trees fallen before and behind them and with high voltage lines lacing the distance between. It was with the added strength, energy, and will of a slightly scared axe man that Brother Custer cut their way out of the impasse, while Brother Bingham lent his moral support and sage advice. But both praised the Lord for hours and days to come for deliverance from Carol's crushing blows. Others of the hunters were also caught in clutches of some of the danger. A last-minute report of the regional meetings held October 15 through 17 at Meadows of Dan, Virginia, was brought by those attending from Mount Carmel. The Davidian church at Meadows of Dan was crowded to more than capacity to accommodate the visitors who went from as far as New York and Pennsylvania. Others attended from South Carolina, Tennessee, and various parts of Virginia. The major theme of the meetings centered about the prophetic scriptural studies on the kingdom. Emphasis was placed on the scarlet. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 22. Color Beast Federation and the evidences in the world that its likeness is looming on the international horizon. Brothers Toy Proctor was in charge of arrangements for the meetings, and the other speakers included Brother Oliver Hermanson, Brother Fred Campbell, Brother L.W. Nations, Brother O.O. Richardson, and Brother William O'Cochran. Sister Ida Rainey sang the Kingdom Song Coming Soon and Wiki Helm rendered accordion specials. Those attending were pleased to have Mount Carmel represented at the meetings, and the Mount Carmel group stated that Virginia Southern hospitality was very much in evidence. Since the Mount Carmel youth comprise an important part of Mount Carmel, and since the Davidian Youth Society plays a part in the lives of the youth as well, as of all others on the hill, the history of Carmel would not be complete without a report by the society. During the past year, two young people have served terms as president of the Davidian Youth Society. The first was John Campbell, and when he was transferred to Salem, South Carolina, to operate the association's rest home there, all the youth were sorry to see him go. Faithfully he was elected to take over the presidency, and she has admirably filled her office. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 23. For some time, Friday night young people's meetings have been conducted by the Davidian Youth Society, with as many young people as possible taking part. Since the ministerial students have been given the responsibility of picking out speakers among themselves for each Friday evening, they are doing an excellent job, and the DYs are happy to see so many young men thus preparing for their places in the Lord's work. Each Sabbath evening a goodly number of Carmelites assemble in the chapel for Vespers, which is also sponsored and planned by the Society. These short services just before sundown provide a happy and fitting close to the Sabbath day. This month the DY's Social Committee has organized a etiquette class which meets only once every 2 weeks so that all the youth, and particularly the ministerial students, will be able to take time out to attend 1 hour. Out of every 336 should not be too much time for anyone to spend in learning the basic principles of culture, and surely if anyone should be cultured and refined, Davidian should be. This project is a very important one, for it is designed to create a more friendly and courteous atmosphere on Carmel, before next History Day rolls around. The Society is now also starting a music direct in class so that a greater variety of Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 24. Music leaders will be available for the religious meetings. Other projects meeting since this time last year, the Davidian Youth Society as well as other Carmelites are especially proud. Wayne Golf returned to Carmel last December and attended the ministerial for class for several months. Now he is engaged in field work and is very happy to have a part in the upbuilding of the kingdom. Jack Nipple Jr. returned this September to resume his studies in the ministerial classes, and he is diligently studying and preparing to be a hunter. Thora and Campbell returned last October, though she spends most of her time in Waco, where she is taking a nurse's training course in preparation for a place in the missionary work of administering to the physical needs of God's children. Georgia Glynn has been living at her home in Oregon during the past year, during which time she has completed her high school courses. Her diploma was presented to her last June. Since then she has been working very hard so that she too can return to Carmel. She should be arriving here any time now to fill the position which is awaiting her in the office. Now for the stay of days at Mount Carmel Center have come visitors from 9 states, with 9 coming from California, 7 from Wyoming, 6 from Texas, and 6 from Arizona, 3 from South Dakota, and 1 each from Florida, Louisiana. Symbolic Code, Volume 12, Number 2. Page 25. Colorado and South Carolina, totaling 35 in all. They have come to meet the family at Mount Carmel, and to see and to hear what God hath wrought. May the hopes and expectations of none be disappointed, and the determinations and resolves of all this day be realized by grace through faith in Christ. And so ends the reading of the History for Davidians, October 25, 1953 to October 24, 1954. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 26. Watchman, what of the night? I asked the guard above the watchman's gate, tell me of the night. The watchman said, the hour is getting late, or, in the east I see the gleams of light. The ordered constellations of the stars give certain proof the day is soon to break. But, lo, I say portentous signs of wars, the preparations that the nations make. The watchman paused, his eyes were filled with pain. The morning comes, he said, but also night. The morning comes to bring to some great gain, but darkness, like a pall, hangs o'er earth plight. I thank you, watchman, for revealing fact. I'll be a wise man, who knows truth and acts. Ad Leaste. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 2. Page 27.